Blog Talk Radio.
On the grid, I think I told you last night, on October the 6th, 2015, at 7 p.m. SLT, and I will definitely let you know a lot more about that as time progresses and gets closer. How is everybody tonight? It is me. It is I, Sugarlicious Me. I will be your hostess for the next hour, if we stay on to an hour. It is 7:01. I'm sorry, it just changed to 7:02. PST, that is Pacific Standard Time. It is 9:02 if you're in the southern reaches, as my daughter is in the Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama regions. And if you are in the East Coast, it is 10:02 on the dot. If you are in places like New York, New Jersey, you know, places like that, Boston. How's everybody tonight? I am doing absolutely fabulous. It is really, really good to be on the air again for night two. Can you believe it? The second night I'm actually on the air for two nights. Wow. Can you believe it? As you can tell, I'm feeling a little silly today. I really was really happy to speak to all of my family and friends today. Just gave me just a sense of just love and care and just, wow. You know, you ever get that feeling when you talk to somebody, you go, wow, you know, I'm truly blessed. I'm truly am loved. And that's how I felt today. Wow, I'm truly blessed, truly loved, truly blessed. Like to say a happy birthday to my first BBG. Little Miss Layla knows her birthday was the 7th. Happy birthday, Layla. Wow, God, I can't believe it's been this long. But that was my first little grandbaby, and she's still little one. Yeah, happy birthday, Layla. Also, I don't know if I said happy birthday to Chris yesterday, because Christopher's birthday, Christopher Jackson's birthday was a couple of days ago, so I want to say happy birthday to Chris Shafar, who, as I said yesterday, congratulations, because he just got married. Yes, he did. Him just got married. Happy birthday to, God, who else's birthday? Zyrie's birthday, God, was the 3rd? Yeah, Zyrie's birthday was the 3rd. Happy birthday, Zyrie. A big, huge mwah, kiss and happy birthday to my sister, Lulu, DJ Rebel. Happy birthday, Sissy. Her birthday was on the 3rd. I hadn't forgotten. I did tell everybody that, you know, happy birthday if it was their birthday. So happy, 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 happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Since I won't be on tomorrow, happy birthday to my BBG Candy. Yes, my love, you thought mommy didn't know. Happy birthday. Her birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday also to Molly. Those who don't know who Molly is, it is Molly. Is my bestie's dog. Yes, I'm saying happy birthday to her dog. I sure the hell am. Happy birthday also upcoming on the 12th to DJ Explosive, a.k.a. Bombshell, and also to Dunan. Her birthday is also on the 12th. If I forgot anybody, it's because, well, you know how I get. Yeah, it's that way with me. But anyway, happy birthday, everybody. Also, congratulations real quickly to Smile Tazaz, who is going to get married. Congratulations, Smile. She's actually going to be married. We don't know when, but he just popped the question. So congratulations to Miss Smile. Anyway, enough of all that. Thanks again, everybody, for your – I hope I answered everybody for your well wishes, your IMs. I came back and had, I think it was like 35 messages, and it did my heart good to know that so many people missed me and was concerned about me, but I'm doing so much better, and I really appreciate all your love and concern, because it feels good when people really care about you, and I really, really, really appreciate it. Anyway, tonight I really want to discuss something that's been on my mind lately, and it is, have you let go of your dreams? Now, the reason I wanted to talk about that is because so many of us grow up and forget about what we wanted as children. I remember when I was little girl, my dream was to be a nurse. That's what I really wanted to be when I was little. I wanted to be a nurse. Although my imagination took me other places. When I was little, I used to pretend, I used to listen to different songs and pretend I was a singer. And I used to, believe it or not, I did that. I used to write poetry, draw. Yeah, you didn't know your girl was that creative, but yeah, I am. I used to write poetry and draw, but I never really got, to the point where that's what I wanted to do. I don't know if any of you remember the story, but I actually went out to nursing. I wanted to be a nurse, and I decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go to nursing school, and I did go and was told that I needed to be in a different profession. The reason why is because we first did a film about colostomy bags. And after seeing the film, I literally got sick to my stomach. And I'm thinking, I don't know if this is what I want to do. At the time, I was going to school. I was a nurse's assistant. So I did see a lot of, that kind of thing. But the thing that actually made me detour from my dream, so to speak, is that when I went to an autopsy, and we were doing the autopsy, and everybody was, like, all into it, and I'm, like, trying to stand back a little bit. And the teacher, professor, if you will, was telling me, come up a little bit more, so you can, observe the autopsy. So I came up a little bit more. We had the mask on our faces and everything, and the professor, whatever, proceeded to open up the corpse. And all I remember is waking up abruptly on the floor and the instructor telling me that, you might need to find a different profession. And I had to agree because I the bad part about it that they were giggling and laughing because, unbeknownst to me at the time, I had actually fainted on the cadaver. Yes. Molesting a corpse. Yeah, it was like just, oh God, I just couldn't believe it. But yeah, so I decided to go into the field that I am in now, and that is history. That's what it wrote. And then I decided, okay, maybe I should be a lawyer. But then things came up, and that didn't take place. But it's okay because I am where I want to be, or am I where I want to be? A lot of us, when we're little, we have so many dreams of being so many things. We have dreams of being doctors, lawyers, maybe even a mother with children, housewives, veterinarian, shit, maybe even the first, you know, female president. There's so many things that we want for ourselves, and not just women, but men too. Because when men are young boys, you know, if there's a father in a household, they kind of mimic themselves after their father, as we women do as well. Because my mother was a songstress. She actually sung behind a few legends. And I thought about being a singing, but as believe it or not, I actually am not too bad. I can actually carry a tune. I bullshit a lot, but I actually can sing a little bit. But I never wanted that for me, although my mother, that was one of the things, the biggest thing she wanted. I never wanted that for myself. I did do voiceovers for a little while. Yes, I did voiceovers for a little while. I did a couple commercials and so forth. And that, to me, was fun, but it was never what I completely wanted to do. And once I decided that I no longer wanted to be a nurse, my decision to be maybe in law, you know, that overswept so much more what I thought I wanted to do. But anyway, I think the problem is once you get older, life catches up with you. And once life catches up with you, your dreams start to diminish. And sometimes you decide that your dreams can be put on hold. And the sad part about it is that when we put our dreams on hold, we normally don't go back to pick them up and live them out, because to us, that's what they are. They're dreams. They're not something that we see in the near future. So a lot of us push it aside because we don't see it. And the sad part about it is if someone else is living a certain dream, you tend to basically embrace their dream and forget your own. And that happens a lot. It's happened to me. You know, I would have wanted to say that right now, you know, within this time where I am right now, of course I would have loved to have been an attorney. I would have loved to have my own practice. I would have loved to do so much. But the fact of the matter is that that was a dream of mine. It never came fully developed because of myself. You know, once I started doing voiceovers, I really just stopped continuing. I discontinued going to college to be an attorney. The money was so good, and at the time, the money was more what I needed than the dream to be a reality, if that makes sense. So I decided that, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go ahead, do what I need to do now, and then later on, once I get enough money put aside or what have you, I can go ahead and just grasp that and pick that dream back up and run with it. But that never did happen. And the reason why it never happened is because I never put myself in a position for it to happen. I always made excuses about not going back to college. I always made excuses about what I should do, what I shouldn't do. And I always didn't challenge myself enough to put myself back into the position that I would be able to continue my education and become an attorney. Instead, I'm more or less a person that seeks that dream, but it always tells myself it's not obtainable. And in a way, that's bullshit. The sad part about it, I think, with each of us is that some of us take second life to fulfill many dreams that we can't do in real life. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you imagine with your imagination, with you expressing something that you want in a virtual format. There's nothing wrong with that. There really, really isn't. It's when we forget that virtual is just that, virtual. It will never give us any self-pride once we log off the computer. I mean, people may know your name in Second Life. You know, they may know who you are, you may get awards, you may be this, that, and the other, you know. But the truth of the matter is once you close the website down and once you log out, you're still dealing with the things that you have to deal with in real life. Now, let's face it, none of us probably will ever be a Beyonce, ever be an Oprah, a Jay-Z, an Obama. You know, none of us may ever be that. But the fact of the matter is that it is how you see your life. Because if you are whatever you want to be, then the people that know your name, be it a large group or a small group, that's the only people that matter. And I had to actually put that in focus in Second Life too. Because for a long time, you know, I wanted to be the next virtual Oprah, you know, where I've got a Sam that seats 100 people and there is no seats left in the audience. Of course I wanted that. You know, let's face it, you know, I wanted that as a talk show hostess. When I used to DJ, I wanted it, you know, the room to be packed, 100 people back to back, ass to ass, tits to tits. Of course I wanted that. But the fact of the matter is that I had to come to grips with the fact that whatever I do in Second Life and whatever I do in real life, I'm going to have to focus on what I have and what I get. And if you're not able to get the recognition or the people that you want, then you should be proud and be just be ecstatic about the people that you do get. Every time I do a talk show, now it gives me just great pride that the people that are in the audience are people that truly want to be there and love me. Every time somebody hears me on Blog Talk Radio, it gives me pride that the people that are listening to me really want to listen to me. And even those who say, oh, I'm going to support you, I've got your back, I'm here for you, even those people sometimes don't listen to you. Sometimes, maybe not ever, listen to you, you know, but it's okay because the people who truly have your back, the people who truly love you are going to be there for you no matter what. You know, I have been truly blessed with some wonderful friends, family. I really, really have. And I've been blessed where people that I know are successful and are just wonderful. And I love the fact that these people have so much to give in SL because I know I do as well. And my dream, of course, in SL would be a great talk show hostess as well as a director for films. I'm not too big with the, you know, with the dance, with the videos as far as music videos. I want to do something a little bit more where people think. Like movies or short stories, documentaries, what people think. My love, my passion right now is to get more people involved and active, and my dream is for people to wake up and not see diabetics in the stereotype that is laid in the social media, on TV, and so forth. People need to really see it for what it is, because the fact of the matter is that when you say diabetes, people don't put a face to that. They put a brand to it. They think that they see something and it's not what they see. I want to put a face to that. That is my dream, to put a face on it, to put a face on people you may know, you may love, you may care for. So the reality of what it is what it is, and that's one of my dreams. My other dream is to see all of my daughters married. But they're like, Mom, no, but that's my next dream. Seriously. You know, I want to see all my girls married in Second Life. You know, not with any assholes, but I want to see all of them married and happy. And, yeah, you know, I want to see that. And that's a dream. But on the seriousness, being able to say what your dreams are and being able to fulfill those dreams means a lot. I've always wanted to be able to say, this is what I want, I'm going to go get it. But somewhere along the way, it's what I wanted, but I think I lack the drive to go get it. I think a lot of us do that. I think a lot of us want something, see it, have so much desire for it, dream about it, pray for it. But I think the desire to go get it kind of changes as you get older, as life goes on, as things just happen to happen. You know, there's so many things that I would love to do in my real life that right now I know I can't do. Some of it because of finances, some because I just don't have the time, some because I just don't really want it as much as I think I do want it. So a lot of things that I dream of or want to have, it has diminished as time goes on. And I think that's what is wrong with most of us. We want something so badly. We dream something so deeply. But I think a lot of us are just worn down by life that the desire to get it is no longer there. The will might be there. We willingly want to do it, but the desire to get it, and basically you can be slapped down so much by life that you can't really open yourself up and go, okay, I'm going to just do it. I'm going to just get it. It's hard to get yourself to the point where you can drive yourself to what you want. And it's sad. It's really, really sad. And I honestly wish life were different, that the things that we stumble over, we can stumble and keep walking. But a lot of times we stumble, we fall flat on our face. So we basically lose the drive to go get what we have dreamt about. And it's just what it is. You know, there's a lot of things that I have seen people talk about, you know, that they would like to do, would like to be involved in, would like to be a part of their lives. And the fact of the matter is that once you get to a certain point in your life, you're just like, you know what, forget it. I'll just deal with what I've got now, just make this a better place, just make this a happy moment. You know, I'll just make this life the best life I can. There's no way I'm going to get what I want, so bump it. I'll just go ahead and do it, you know, the way I am right now and just deal with it. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of us do that because we fear to lose. We fear to go and venture out before fear of failing, because that's my fear. I don't want to get started and then stumble and go, well, shit, you know, if I had never did this in the first place, I would never feel like this. I would never feel this, you know, this tears and this feeling of just, damn, I just didn't do it again. Here I am, a failure again. And I think that's why a lot of us put our dreams aside, because we fear failing. We fear that we're not going to reach the goal that we put aside for ourselves. And when you feel that way, it's easy to push it aside. When you feel that you're not going to reach that goal, it's extremely easy. That's with anything. That's with diets. That's with a job. That's with raising your children. You know, the things that you, everything you do, there is a goal towards it. And when you feel like you're not going to be able to reach that goal, I think instead of you going, well, shit, I'm going to do it, you know, win or lose, die or whatever, I think a lot of us push it aside because we would prefer not to even deal with that heartbreak, you know, because the challenge is there each and every day. There is a challenge to move forward. There is a challenge to reach for the star you want to reach for. I'm going to take a quick break. I am thirsty. Give me about 2 minutes. Hello, it is me. It is I, Sugarlicious. I am tonight. My God, I can't believe I just drank water. Yes. If anyone knows me, and I'll say this real quickly, I do not like water. I do not like it. My biggest drink was Pepsi. Pepsi, please. Now I have become a water drinker, and it is so difficult to be a water drinker. I'm telling you, it's just like, whoa. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do. Anyway, welcome back. If you just tune in, I am talking about we as individuals no longer reaching for our dreams. That is our topic for tonight. That is our topic for tonight. Doesn't that just sound like a regular talk show hostess? That's our topic for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, our topic is, have you let go of your dreams? But seriously, I was discussing letting go of your dreams and trying to pick up where you left off as far as letting your dreams go. I was talking to a friend of mine not too long ago, and she was saying how she really wanted to do something different with her life. And so when she was younger, her whole thing was she wanted to be a firewoman. I swear to God, that's what she was saying. She always wanted that. She, you know, even though she was like a little tomboy and everything, she always wanted that. She has a brother that's actually, fights fires. What do you call it? Fireman? Fireman. That doesn't sound right, a fireman. Let's say a fire hero, because I love firemen. But she was saying how her brother achieved her dream but didn't achieve his own because he wanted to be a doctor. And things, you know, when they were growing up, money was not as good as it could be, and things happened, and he ended up not fulfilling his dream, but yet fulfilling hers. And the funny part about this is now she's a nurse. So she's a registered nurse, and he's a fireman. And it's kind of weird that he is living her dream, and she is half-ass living his. The reason why I say half-ass, because he wanted to be a doctor, not a nurse, but she's kind of like half-ass living his. And she was saying that she really, you know, wanted to do that, and she thought about going forward with it. And I was like, why not? She's like, well, you know, with my marriage, you know, with my kids, you know, with my job and the money, you know, I just can't do it. I don't see myself doing it. And I'm like, well, why not? She's like, well, I just told you why not. You know, marriage and kids. And that's why we're saying that real life gets in the way. Because if she didn't have a husband, children, the job she has, the bills, the car, the house and everything, maybe she could do that. Maybe she could go ahead and go, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and just say chuck life. Because when you're young, when you're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, the dreams you have are more easy obtainable. And the reason why I say that, because if you don't have car note, house note, children to feed, a job you hate but got to go to, me, you know, if you don't have those things, it's easier to focus on your dream and grab hold to it and go for it. But I think a lot of times when you're younger, as much as you want to develop that dream, real life gets in the way. Normally it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, parents no longer can afford to send you to college or what have you. Sometimes your grades fail because you're partying all the time. So a lot of things when you are younger that are obtainable, you don't get it and you fail to meet your destiny for your dream because you honestly feel like, I just can't do it, or I just want it, you know, because a lot of times I know when I was younger, I wanted, as I said before, to be a nurse, but I was partying, and not partying like you guys think. I wasn't the kind of go out and drink and all that, you know, I didn't, but I was a party as far as going to the movies, hanging with my friends, you know, just doing everything that I shouldn't do. And the fact that I was a voiceover, doing voiceovers, and was getting damn good money to do voiceovers, and I mean damn good, the whole thing about my life just basically kind of like went, okay, you know what? This can wait. You know, this shit can wait. I'd rather do this because this is fun. I'm young. I'm having a good time. All the rest of this can wait. So I really decided that I could push all of it aside but go back to it. And, oh, God, how wrong was I? I was so wrong because after I push it aside, I no longer had the passion to go back to it. I no longer really, I don't want to say cared about it because I still cared, but I no longer wanted to put myself into a position where I would do it anymore. And I'm so sad about that because I look at my life now and think, you know, shit. You know, I really wish I had done more, you know, with my life. You know, here I am now. I'm not going to tell you my age because it's not your damn business. But here I am now, you know, wishing that I would have stuck to do what that young girl wanted. And I didn't. You know, I didn't. I changed a lot of my focus, a lot of things I wanted to do. I just changed it. I just decided that it could wait, and I let it wait. And here I am now. Of course I regret. There's no sense of saying that I don't regret, because I do. You know, I regret a lot of things. But one thing I don't regret is the fact that where I am in my life, I really feel that it would have been different if I had succeeded being an attorney. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I know we were focusing on making sure that your goals and your dreams are met, but the truth of the matter is, had I became an attorney, the things in my life now would not be. I would not be in the relationship I am with the most wonderful, oh, my God, the most amazing man in this world. And I don't want to start crying, but because believe me, you guys know I can cry on a drop of a dime. But I wouldn't be in a relationship that I'm in right now. I wouldn't have the relationship I have with family and friends in real life I have now. I wouldn't have Diva, my cat. I wouldn't have the virtual relationships because, come on, if I was an attorney, there'd be no motherfucking way I'd be on Second Life. Come on, really? I'm sorry, but I just wouldn't be on Second Life. So I guess in a way what I'm trying to say is that a lot of times things happen for a reason, your life changes for a reason, but it's never too late to grasp for what you want. It's never too late to grab your dreams and run with them. It isn't. And God knows that, you know, I'm grateful for the fact that I am going to tell everybody right now, I am going back to college, and I'm going to work on being an attorney. Because it's never too late to do what you want to do. It really, really isn't. And I think that me saying this, people are going to be like, okay, you know. And if I fail, I fail. Fuck it. You know, if I fail, I fail. But at least to try. At least I'm going to put my mind to it and try. And I'm going to do what I need to do. So if I do fail, I fail. But it is what I want to do. And I'm not going to say I'm going to do it within the cup because I'm going to have to take time with this because I do have a lot, you know, going on in my life. And I do. But I am going to do this. This is what I want. This is what I really, really want. I'm sorry. I've got somebody in my hands. I'm also talking to my sisters, too. Anyway, Anyway, so you heard it here, folks. I'm going to go be going back to college. So anybody that is smart and wants to help me with my schoolwork, because trust and believe that my man, talk about somebody that don't know nothing about no law. That is Angel. And I'm not going to say how when he first got out here, let's switch the subject really quickly. When he first got out here, okay, I allowed him to drive my car. Why did Angel go the wrong way on a one-way damn street? I am not kidding you. And you know what he turned around when I said, Angel, what are you doing? You can't go that way. What are you doing? He sits there at me with the most puzzled look on his face, and he proceeds to tell me, and I tell you, I'm not shitting you. He proceeds to tell me that, well, this is how they do it in New York. Oh. He said he didn't have a sign. The sign was bigger than, I don't know what, saying one way. I mean, seriously. Seriously? Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Bree, I have to tell you guys this. This is how cuckoo my sisters are. Breezy just said she almost lost her edges worrying about me. And Island got a bald spot now. Seriously? Okay, but anyway, yeah, he honestly did. So when it comes to law, yeah, so if anybody wants to help me, you know, please be advised that I am right here. I'm right here. But anyway, it is never too late to focus on your dreams. Be it in second life or be it in real life. I'm not going to ever down anybody that wants to do something in second life. I'm not, because the fact of the matter is a lot of us can't go any beyond second life. They really, really can't. And if you can't, that's okay, because sometimes life catches up with you where all you can do is dream. But never forget how you feel when you're dreaming. Never forget made you dream your dream. Never forget that childlike innocence that you had. Never forget that. Never forget that. That's, I think, the biggest problem with most of us. Once you become an adult, you forget what it's like to dream. You forget what it's like to be imaginative. You forget what it's like to be innocent. And I think that has a lot to do with a lot of us closing our dreams off. I really do think that has a lot to do with it. I really do. If you guys can tell that I'm like somewhere else right now, what I should have done was I should have logged off Facebook. But I've got my ASO sisters who have not heard from me in over a week, and they're so concerned about me. They're so concerned. The mad killer Breezy. I'm a shout out, Breezy, man killer. Island. kitty meow meow purr star. I love these girls. I really, really do. They are absolutely amazing women, and just so happy. And Diamond, ice baby. Just really happy to tell all of them hello. So I'm waving to you, Heffas. Other people are saying, Sugar, can you get back focus to what the damn show's about and stop giving shout-outs to Alpha Sigma Omega? It's not about them right now. It's not about them right now. It's not about them. It ain't. All I got to do is shout-out to my guy baby. My guy baby, Andrew. Shout-out to Andrew. Shout-out to my niece, Jalen. Shout out, Jalen. Okay. All right. I've done all my shout outs. I've done them all. I swear to God. I've done them all. But anyway, never lose focus of your dreams. Never lose focus of what you want. Never lose focus of who you are, because life is so short that all we have is our dreams. All we have is what we place in our hearts. It's sad to think that once we grow up, that so many things that we thought of when we were children, so much wonder. I remember when I was little, I used to think that the world was this big place where everybody was happy. I didn't know anything about racism when I was little. I had no clue what it was. And I am actually Seminole and Black. My father is full-blooded Seminole, and my mother is Black. And my grandmother, my great-grandmother, was Native American as well on my mother's side. I didn't know what it was like, because I guess when you're a child, if it's not in your face, you don't see it, because you are so busy embracing the dreams that you have that that's all you see. You see as a child because you want everything to be perfect. Because when you are a kid, most things are perfect, unless you have to do chores, unless you get a whip, and of course homework, and of course school, because God darn, can't wait till I fucking grow up and just get out of the house. But when you're a child, you tend to dream more. You tend to look at things differently. Because as a child, you have the ability to see things through a child's eyes. So, of course, when you're a child, you can dream of being an attorney. You can dream of being a nurse, a doctor. You can dream of being a firefighter. You can dream of being a president, a dancer, a singer. You can dream of anything you want to dream of, because when you're a child, that's all you have is dreams. The world hasn't touched you. When you become an adult, the world touches you, and the world slaps you into reality. But there's nothing wrong with still dreaming. There's nothing wrong with closing your eyes and just wishing for the best. If you have let go of your dreams, sit back tonight and think about what dreams you had. Think about what you wanted to do when you were a child. Look at your life right now and see if that's where you want. Is what you dreamed as a child the same thing that you have now? What would you as an adult go back and tell yourself at age 6, at age 10, at age 18? Would you tell yourself to keep hold of your dreams? Would you tell yourself that if you don't, this is what is going to happen? This is how your life is going to change? Never give up on your dreams, no matter how big or how small, because they're yours. Your dreams are your dreams. Never let reality slap you into the focus that you cannot obtain what you want. Life can be so hard and so bitter, but if you have a dream that you can put even on a shelf where you can take it off and look at it every day, it's still a dream you have. It's still something that you want, something that you can focus on. Like I said, win or lose, fail or die. Life can be a challenge. But if you have a dream, no matter how small, second life, real life, do whatever you have to do to get there. Even if it's for a moment, even if you have to close your eyes and just dream what you did, what you had, dream on. As always, thank you so much for being here with me tonight. I know you could be any place you could want to be, but you decided to be here with me, and I appreciate it so much. I know it's going to do a whole hour, but I can't, because I need to get off here and focus on other things other than this. Anyway, as always, love you all so much. Thank you so much for joining me. See you in a few. Good night. Sugar kisses.